Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Creative NewTek Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties which are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ketan Patel, Chairman and Managing Director from Creative NewTek Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Creative NewTek Limited's earnings conference call for the quarter ended June 30th, 2023. I would like to start by thanking you all for taking the time to join us today. On the call with me is Mr. Abhijit Kanminde, our CFO. Before we get into the business and financial performance for this quarter, I would like to share some recent key developments and brief insights regarding the company. Firstly, I am delighted to announce that our Hong Kong-based subsidiary, Secure Connection Limited, made its presence felt at GITEX Africa 2023, a prestigious technology event held in Marrakech, Morocco. This event brought together distinguished innovators, entrepreneurs, and technology enthusiasts who collectively shaped the vision for a more sustainable, inclusive, and tech-driven digital economy across Africa. We are proud of our active participation in such an influential event. Furthermore, I am pleased to share that we are raising funds to the tune of rupees 80.10 crores through a preferential issue, which includes equity shares and fully convertible warrants. This influx of capital will enable us to further expand our distribution and brand licensing business across the APAC and GCC region. It is a testament to our commitment to delivering exceptional value-added services to our clients and partners. Moreover, it is heartening that many of our employees are participating in this issue, which reflects the confidence that our team has in our vision as a company. Additionally, I am also excited to announce the launch of next generation of Honeywell-branded soundbars by our subsidiary, Secure Connection. This marks a significant milestone in our mission to provide innovative and high-quality audio solutions that enhance entertainment and audio immersion. We are constantly thriving to offer cutting-edge products that elevate the overall audio experience of our customers. In this ever-evolving landscape of technology, Creative NewTek has thrived by staying at the forefront of industry trends and embracing the paradigm shift towards digitizing in India. We take pride in being associated with over 20 renowned global brands, enabling us to cater to a wide range of customers in both the consumer and the industrial sector. Our focus remains on timely delivery, diversification of our product portfolio, and fostering long-term relationships with our valued channel partners. We have recently segregated our brands into four key buckets, which best represents the product category and demographics to which they cater. We are seeing good growth in all these segments, and our aim remains to maintain a balance between high volume and high margin products. To sum it up, it has been a good quarter with a key milestone in the form of preferential issue that will set the tone for future growth. Our Honeywell business and SIM card are also complementing growth. Now I hand it over to Mr. Abhijit Kanminde, who will take you through the financial highlights of quarter one 2024.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon to you all. I will share the highlights of our consolidated financial performance, after which we would open the floor for questions. Our financials are reported as per Ind AS guidelines. Looking at the consolidated Q1 FY24 results, the company reported total income of rupees 471.34 crores, growing 93.15% year-on-year. This was driven by strong demand for brands like Samsung, Cooler Master, Honeywell, and ViewSonic, which is also supported by improvement in the EB segment. Revenue from EB segment grew by 168% year-on-year, accounting for 76% of the total revenue. The FMCG and FMSG segments grew 12% and 7.4% year-on-year, accounting for 14 and 10% of revenue respectively. The quarterly EBITDA stood at Rs. 9.91 crores as against 7.66 crores in the previous corresponding period, an increase of 29.37% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 2.1%, a decrease of 104 BPS as compared to the corresponding quarter last year. A change in the product mix during the period has impacted the margin. The PAT for the quarter is Rs. 5.88 crores as compared to Rs. 4.03 crores in Q1 FY23, a year-on-year growth of 45.98%. The EPS for the quarter is Rs. 3.91. This is all from our side. We can now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Aniket Redkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, so I have a few questions, sir. What is the purpose for this recent preferential allotment that we have announced? And how are we going to utilize this process?
So the primary reason for this preferential and the fundraise is to grow the Honeywell business into the 38 countries where we have the licenses. So majority of the money will be used for working capital for the Honeywell business. And also, if there are any new opportunities similarly in the licensing space, we could use the money for the same. But currently, the whole focus is to increase the Honeywell business.
Okay. And sir, can you give the number about the brand which we have added till date?
A total brand you want?
Yes, sir. Yes.
How many brands we have added
during this quarter?
Yeah,
brand also and the number of brands added during the quarter also.
Okay. This quarter, I don't think we added only cricket as a brand. This is our last quarter.
Yes, last
quarter. So we added cricket as a brand this quarter. Cricket is an American company. The brand is built through social media. Their sales in America for the last year was close to $1.8 billion. And it's a product, it's a cutter basically, which can cut, emboss, print, transfer on close to 36 surfaces. And it allows creators to create products, cut products, design products on their machine. That's it. And our first launch was on the Amazon Prime Day sale. And we could sell close to 55 lakh rupees material in 2 days of cricket.
So it's a brilliant product. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So normally what happens in the case is that we launch in a year, we launch around 2 to 3 brands, okay, which are exclusive all India for us and through for all channels. So it's a funnel, no? So when we review 10 brands, you know, normally we are able to launch 2 or 3.
Okay. So, sir, recently there is a change in our product mix, which has impacted our the profit margin. So can you give a brief about it?
Yeah.
How are we going to take the measures to improve our profit margin?
Absolutely, absolutely. See, there are two segments I would like to answer this question. One is the channel business and the enterprise business. You know, if you had a split, the channel business and enterprise business has different key drivers of gross margin. Normally, first quarter is always a lukewarm quarter for the channel business, you know, because the last quarter, you know, the targets are there for the brands and, you know, their achievements. So the second and third quarter is excellent for the channel business. So this time, channel business was lukewarm as compared to previous quarters also. It was flat, it did not have much growth. However, we had growth in enterprise business. So channel business gross margins are in the range of 8 to 9%, and enterprise business gross margins are in the range of 20% in a consolidated situation. So technically you get the blended margins lower than the channel business. So this time in a consolidated scenario, the blended gross margin for this quarter in a consolidated scenario was almost 4.74. Okay, and this will grow because Honeywell business will also grow in coming quarters. You know.
Okay. So, sir. One more question about this Honeywell. Can you give a revenue breakup, I mean, share of the revenue of this Honeywell and the profit margin for this current quarter?
Yes.
So Honeywell last quarter, we did close to 30.8 crores. The margin, profit margin, PBT was 1.76 crores. That gives you a PAT of close to 5.7% on that sale.
Okay. And
so last year we did around 110 crores of Honeywell.
Okay. So sir, are we expecting any other brands tied with this?
No, currently we are only in talks with a couple of brands, but there's nothing happening probably this quarter.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir. This is from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye, Anita.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have our next question from the line of Harsh Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I wanted to know, what is our strategy to retain brands so that they do not like go to other distributors?
Yes, Harsh. I'll explain you elaborately. So when we select a brand, we pass it through a lens where we see that whether it's a brand which can create a great experience, right? And if you see the India's demographics currently, the millennial and Gen Z are more than 80-85% of our population. And these brands, they want people, brands which can give them great customer experience, right? They are looking at lifestyle experiences. So usually we try to take brands which would give this kind of experience, and these brands which are milked by social media, right? And when these brands, they want to go to the market, it is not just that they are looking at somebody who will import the product, store the product, distribute the product, and collect the money. Here the brands are looking at somebody who can execute their brand strategy into the market, somebody who can do the D2C for their direct-to-consumer from them, somebody who can create the community for them, somebody who can get the right influencers, who can create the right content so people can get organically connected to that brand, somebody who has scales and skills to take it to across India, because take this current example of cricket now. We would do close to 4 or 5 demonstrations through influencers every month. So in a year, 60 to 70 demonstration of the cricket product through the influencers who have close to say 150,000 to 200,000 followers. So this 60 to 70 demos will happen across India. Currently last month we had 4, one we had at our corporate office here, one we had in Delhi, one we had at a hotel in Bangalore, and one we had at a Apple store, right? So this is kind of the partner which brand wants it. And once you are kind of value adding to the brand, you are having an association where you are actually the extended arm of the brand, then that's where it's not like a short-term relationship, it's like a very, very long-term relationship. So that's the kind of brands we pick up, and we don't try to pick up brands which are just box moves. And hence you will never find that we have a laptop or we have a mobile or a desktop which we distribute.
Fine, sir. It's fine. I'll come back in queue then.
Thank no problem. I believe last time also you were on the call, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone now. We have a next question from the line of Ravindra Mehta from Resource Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ravindra bhai.
I just wanted to know the impact of the policy change by the Government of India regarding putting high duties on import of laptops, printers, and cameras, and all those things. Because you are representing those things in India, importing and selling.
Yeah. So the answer is two-pronged. In the short term, there will be disruption in the supply of the product. And because the main product doesn't sell, the product around it also will take a kind of a beating. In the long term, it's beneficial because then you have all the opportunities because the products have been made in India. So then you have an opportunity to export the product also. Plus the brand don't come for a short term in India because they have to then invest in India, manufacture in India, have a team in India. So only serious brands will come that way. So for example, if the government is going to ban it from the 1st of November, then the November-December quarter will have a slight beating, or probably the JFM quarter may have, because in November-December people will import a lot of stuff till December. That's one part. Knowing that already in the Make in India, Dell is manufacturing laptops here, and HP is also getting it done from few Taiwanese companies here. So only the higher-end ones which are not being manufactured here, we can see on the premium segment some trouble.
So, my question basically is, how do you see the impact of when they start manufacturing?
Sir, your voice is a bit cracking, Ravindra, right?
Sorry.
A bit clear. I'll you can speak. If I don't understand, I'll come tell you.
Okay. My question is, due to this policy, if companies start manufacturing products within the city,
I'm sorry, your voice is cracking.
We have a relationship for importing technology into India, correct? That relationship will
continue. Sir, I'm sorry, your voice was cracking and we couldn't get the question.
Shall I try again?
Yes, please.
Yeah. My question is, because of this policy change,
yes,
manufacturers start assembling or making their products within the country.
Yes.
So then how does your agency system
Ravindra bhai, the agency system has been there for ages, And a lot of brands, for example, all your air conditioners, all your TVs, all your desktops are being manufactured in India. But the brands need predictability for 6 months' time. So they would always require either agents for them or distributors, as we call them. So that's going to remain there. In the countries where they are already manufacturing also, they have the agency system. So there is there would be no change in that terms of the supply chain. The whoever the pegs are there, there would not be any change that side. With the growing NBFC culture for supply chain financing, probably one layer may go. After the agent, there are sub-distributors and retailers. The sub-distributor layer may get affected over a period of time.
Nice to know that.
Yeah.
All the best for your future adventure.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Neeraj Sadani, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Peter Lai.
Hi, Neeraj.
I'm tracking Creative. It's a very interesting business. But, you know, I just had some basic questions regarding your business.
Surely, sir. But
the first is, like, from my understanding, Creative provider assisting new age brands to establish their markets in India.
Yes. Neeraj, we lost you, huh?
I'm saying, is my understanding correct that Creative Newtek is a service provider assisting new age brands to establish a market in India?
Completely.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so we don't assist them in manufacturing at all, right? Like contract manufacturing or sourcing the product.
So Neeraj, there are two aspects to our businesses. And that business currently is skewed at close to 8% and 92%, okay? So the 92% of the business is assisting new age brands to come to India.
Okay.
And the 8% of the business, which is Honeywell, which will eventually go to 25-30% by another FY year 25-26, that's the business where we actually design, get products, contract manufacture,
okay,
and then sell in the Honeywell brand in the 38 countries. So this Honeywell brand licensing for the 38 countries we got in the month of November 20th. And it is for four categories. Before November 20th, we had the only India as a country. And the four categories are air purifiers in the brand name of Honeywell,
mm-hmm,
personal audio and home audio in the brand name of Honeywell, mm-hmm, electronic essentials, so basically all the products which surround your three screens which you use in your waking up hours, the mobile screen, the laptop screen and the TV screen. So all your fast chargers, all your cables, all your converters, all your HDMI things, all your surge protectors, everything around this category. And then we have active and passive networking. So we have these four categories and 38 geographies where we can go and sell this product. This is a high margin product, and we are piggy banking this product on the distribution structure what we have. And we are aspiring that this business becomes 30%. So by the year 25-26, our PAT will grow to close to 4.5 to 4.75% of our turnover. That's what we are trying to achieve.
Okay. So you are basically in focusing on increasing the 8% of the business to 30% by...
Yes, the 8% this year will go to 15-16%, and the next 2 years it will go to 30% or more.
Okay. And I'm assuming that the capital requirement for this part of the business would not be so high because you are basically getting the products manufactured from outside, right?
Yes, exactly. So only capital what you require is the capital, working capital to get the goods produced, store it and give credit into the market. So that is close to 57 days to 60 days of working capital you require for that particular business.
Okay. And and basically right now we are just doing 4 products for Honeywell, but we have plans to increase because this obviously sounds like a great opportunity, because I was going through your previous on-call transcripts where you said that by FY25 you will be doing 500 crores of revenue from the
business. We have 4 categories. Currently we have 300 products which we have developed under that brand.
Okay. And then
for example, air purifier as a category is one, but we have close to 8 air purifiers in them.
Okay.
Audio as a category is one, but we would have close to 84 SKUs in audio.
Okay. Another very basic question is, so what exactly are terms of payment from these brands? Like, is it always linked to sales, or is it like a combination of like a fixed revenue plus a variable?
For Honeywell you are saying, or for the other brands you are saying?
Or usually like say, for Honeywell obviously.
For Honeywell it's a pure licensing agreement. In the Honeywell business it says that you would give a minimum guarantee or a certain percentage of the sales, whatever is higher. That's the part with Honeywell. Of course, there are other caveats that the factories are audited by Honeywell. The specifications are jointly developed. Once the product is manufactured, a third-party QC team will come and do the QC of that product. All the caveats are there. But basically, to answer your question, in Honeywell, is it a certain percentage or MG, whichever is higher? That is the criteria with them. With all the other brands, usually you make a price waterfall. So you will ask the brand basic questions as how much you want us to stock, how much credit you want us to give, how much credit you will give to us, and then we come arrive at a working capital requirement. Based on the working capital requirement, then we ask the manpower and other stuff what is needed, and then a percentage of margin is decided, and then the contract is signed. That's what is with the other brand.
Percentage of the sales margin, right?
Yes, sales margin.
Okay.
So currently, the blended working capital of our company has come to close to
22 days
for this quarter, which is a bit of a anomaly on the better side. Usually the working capital would be between 32 to 35 days.
Yeah.
Okay. And what would be the amount of the working capital that is required usually in our entire business?
So, Abhijit, who is a better person to answer, currently we have 173 crores of working capital available to be used in this business currently.
Okay. And my last question, I hope, I'm not taking too much time. My last question is basically, in the last presentation of the last quarter also, you had mentioned that the product mix had hurt our margins. Even this year we are seeing... this quarter also, our EBITDA margins have been hurt because of the product mix. So I wanted to understand that when you say that the product mix is hurting margins and you are going to improve it, essentially, we have very limited control on the product mix, isn't it?
No, so I will tell you a couple of things first. And so I'll answer the question in what you're saying is correct, basically. But I'll just say, Nidhar, I had an opportunity to... be at the Steve Ballmer's conference, because we used to be Microsoft partners. And in the conference, he said that we don't put percentage in the bank, we put absolute amount in the bank, right? So, though for the quarter, our EBITDA margins might be low, but the amount, last year on year quarter, we had put 4 crores in the bank. This year, we put 5.88 crores, which is close to 45% higher than the last quarter. Having said that, I am cognizant of the fact that the EBITDA margin also has to improve, because then only it makes the sense overall,
because
it looks like that to gain higher share of the market, we are losing on the profitability. That's the case. Our first quarter usually is a very slow quarter. Because of still the supply chain constraints and other parts, there is our business which we call the enterprise business, which is a back-to-back business where we don't invest any money.
Yeah.
That business did exceptionally well, and that's why the whole ratios look skewed, that you grew too much without the margin. And
yes,
the net effect of that is that the working capital is 22 days instead of, if you see, end of the year, our working capital was 47 days. And then this quarter it is 22 days because the EB business, where we don't invest any money, that did very well. So in the coming two quarters, this 22 days should go to 32 days and the EBITDA margin should come to the exact percentage what we are looking at. And also the absolute margin also will be added.
I want to add the first quarter is lukewarm for Honeywell as well as channel business. You know, both of the businesses give extremely good gross margins. You know, they are channel business is in the range of 8.5 to 8.7. Honeywell, as you know, it's a 40% gross margin business. So now coming quarter, if the contribution, and it will be the contribution of Honeywell as well as channel business will be higher as compared to the growth in enterprise business, these percentage margins will obviously be in line with your expectation. The point I'm trying to make is absolute margins are going to be higher. Okay. However, percentage will also improve.
Yeah, but I mean, the reason why I raise this question is because, you know, in the market, eventually people will appreciate, you know, margin as a percentage more.
Completely.
Abhijit is of your opinion. Fortunately, I come from the engineering background, so I think in last year, but now I know. I'm just pointed by you, a couple of other guys, and you will see a lot of improvement on the EBITDA percentage as a
sure. Thank you. Thank you so much, Kiran. Thank you, Abhijit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shriram R., an investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm joining us for call for the first time, so I have some basic questions. So, firstly, on the Honeywell arrangement, you mentioned that you have a licensing arrangement. So, which other brands are you having the same arrangement like that of Honeywell?
Okay. So, Shriramji, currently we have only for Honeywell. And the board says that until you don't cost 220, 230 crores in the Honeywell business, don't take another license because your bandwidth will get choked. So post we cross that landmark, we will opt for another licensing brand.
Okay, so basically, what about the other brands? So I just want to understand what is the arrangement with other brands. So let's take Samsung or Polycab, and also if you can touch upon the enterprise business, what do you actually do there, and what are the, you know, I understand the margins are lower on that side, so
correct.
I just want to understand how is it different.
Yeah, I so basically in the Honeywell business, sir, we ourselves design products, we get it manufactured, the specification is done by us, we can decide the price that we will sell the product. That is the Honeywell arrangement. And you give a certain minimum guarantee and a percentage of the sale, whichever is higher, that you give to Honeywell. That's the arrangement with Honeywell. With all the other brands, you kind of have an exclusive arrangement, but you arrive at a decent ROI, that how much month working capital I'll have to use and how much margin I will get, and thereby how much ROI I will generate. That's the agreement you have with this brand. Basically, it's a layman's term, it's a distribution agreement where you have exclusivity. That's the case. Sometimes we take brands so that we can piggy bank on that brand and foray into that market. For example, Polycab, currently we have distribution for Southern, South India currently. And one of the reasons to do that is because Honeywell also, we manufacture structured cabling products which goes into networking. So that also has one channel, which is the electrical channel, which sells the structured cabling, Cat5, Cat6 fiber and all of the products. So piggy banking on the Qualicab, we would find the right distributors who would take Honeywell. So that's why we have taken, for example, Qualicab as a brand. Samsung is more on from the top line side, that it gives you reach, it gives you visibility, it gives you foot in the door to sell your brand. So that's why Samsung is there.
So Samsung is for which region?
Okay, so Samsung 22 inches and above monitors is for 22 states in India. Out of 28 states, 22 states is with us.
22 states, you have the exclusive distribution, right?
Yes.
Okay, and sir, lastly on the enterprise business.
Yes, sir. So enterprise business is usually when we have cash available with us, then there are a lot of corporates which are there would want to have the product. So brands like Printronics, brand like InView, brands like AOC, we would do enterprise sales where we get the money in advance. We pay also in advance and we build to them. In this also you get a lot of mobile phones also which you could do back to back in sales to corporates. So that is the enterprise business.
Sorry, I'm not clear on the enterprise business.
When we say enterprise business, is basically back-to-back business which you sell to large corporates.
Okay. Yeah. Understood, sir. Thank you. I'll join back.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Harsh Shah from Dimensional Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Ketan Bhai. Good afternoon, Abhiji sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, my first question is on the FMSG side of the business.
Yeah.
If I remove the Honeywell part, then is it correct assumption to understand that this business is degrown YOY if I remove the Honeywell business?
Okay. Let's talk about this quarter's margins for FMSG. Right? You mentioning FMSG.
Yes.
Right. So, for the quarter ended on 30th June, that's the first quarter, FMSG consolidated margin was 20.86% gross margin, whereas it was on standalone basis, it was 9.62. So, range of margin basically is from, 12% in standalone. So when you add Honeywell, it goes to 23% gross margin, 23 to 24% gross margin. All right, this is after freight and all, and direct expenses. Yeah, so I think this is a pretty good margin to be in, okay, in FMSG.
No, my question was not on the margin.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll rephrase it. So your FMSG segment includes revenue from Honeywell, right?
Yes.
So if I remove the Honeywell part of the business, then the rest of the FMSG business, has it degrown YOY?
If you remove...
If I remove Honeywell business of around 30 crore...
To be honest with you, if there is a slight degrowth in this quarter...
And right. Honeywell business in 32 crores... 22 crores is here and 9 crores is abroad, right?
No. Yes. So in this quarter you will see a degrowth because the channel business was lukewarm, okay. But overall you'll have to see the entire year where Honeywell as well as, FMSG others would definitely...
Ours is a start of a seasonal business also, so the April, May, June is the lowest quarter. Between September to December, July, August, September and October, November, December is when maximum number of this in terms of turnover would happen because that's the festive season and ours are mainly consumer products, so that's when the buying happens.
Okay. And for Honeywell business, you mentioned that the PBT margin was around 5.7% during the quarter. So just wanted to understand, going ahead, what kind of margin do you see on this side of the business?
See, overall, when you annualize, okay, Honeywell business would give, last year it had given a PBT margin of around 14 to 15%. Okay. In Hong Kong there is no taxation. Okay. So whatever is PBT is actually PAT. Okay. There is no interest cost also, because you know we are using our own money. Okay. Going forward, if all grows, all is well and we grow the way we plan, then by FY 25-26 we expect Hong Kong business to generate a PBT of 22%, 21 to 22%.
So currently, as we are building the business in close to, we have licensed for 38 countries. This year, we want to build the business to at least 15 to 16 countries.
Countries, yeah.
So when you're building the business, then you will have people, obviously. So we have
marketing.
We have listing fees in most of these developed countries. So plus your usually the ratio for your manpower should be close to 6% in a manufacturing kind of setup. Currently, that's coming to 10 to 12% because you are building the team. And the sales starts after you build the team. It takes 2 to 3 months to start the sales.
Got it. And yeah, referring back to the previous conversation where we discussed about EBITDA margin, I mean, I would rather go with your notion of understanding when you say that what matters is how much money you put in the bank than the percentage. And I mean, to stress this fact, it would be better if you can, you know, come out with quarterly ROC, because as an investor, as a businessman, I would like to see what is the ROC. I might be making 30% EBITDA margin, but if my ROC is only 7-8%.
What happens is,
first quarter, we do not give any balance sheet. So, we give half yearly balance sheet as per SEBI norms and NSE guidelines. At that point, sir, in our presentation as well as in our listing, our ROI, ROC, everything is calculated and given, sir.
In the presentation. 6 months or 3 months?
No, 3 months we can't, because balance sheet figures are not supposed to be given.
Because
I think we are in the line of your expectation. Okay. We'll better this year as compared to last financial year.
Yes, no, because in one of the call, Ketan sir had mentioned that you might consciously look to, you know, stagnate or degrow the EB business just so that the margins can be higher. So I would rather not do that. I would rather have more business come to me, because even if 1.5-2% margin, if your EPS goes from 22 to 27, 28 rupees, as an investor, I would assign a PE to that EPS.
Thank you so much. I found at least one backer of my friends.
Yeah, because I belong to that school. At the end of the day, I will see what is the EPS. And if even if margin dilutes, but your EPS is going up, I'm going to give, and your ROE is going up, ROE, ROC, I'm going to assign multiple to that EPS.
So we together, both of us are very confident that, you know, we will surpass the expectation by end of this year. Okay. On your percentage of ROE and ROC, having said that, first quarter is not the opportunity to calculate any ratios, because it's only 3 months performance, you know. And it can, and first quarter normally is lukewarm for our type of industry.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I trust on both of you that you'll be delivering outstanding performance going ahead.
Thank you so much
for keeping faith in us, boss.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sarang Anajwala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, Ketan bhai. Congratulations for good set of numbers. I just wanted to understand one part. I'm not sure if somebody has already...
Sarandai, can you be a slightly louder? You are clear, but the voice is coming slightly low.
Is it better?
Yes, very good.
All right.
Yeah. So my question was around the Honeywell numbers. I mean, I noticed that, you know, our console numbers show that, I guess, probably secure connection numbers are around 12 crores or something.
Absolutely. Is that correct? Absolutely.
Yeah. So that represents our Honeywell overseas numbers. How does the Honeywell India numbers look like? So, I mean, overall, how does the Honeywell numbers look like?
That's what we said, that, you know, India plus overseas, we have done 30.8 crores in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. But we are very confident that we will grow. We did last year 110 crores of both taken together. And we are very confident that, you know, we will grow by 50 to 60% in top line in Honeywell only.
Okay, okay. And one more question around that overseas numbers again, that, you know, this is coming from how many countries? I understand that, you know, we are kind of expanding to multiple geographies and that's typically always a challenge to build a team and all those things, right?
So what we did, and I'll just slightly elaborately answer your question, Saran. So the global product management team currently sits in Gurgaon. And they are managed by a colleague of mine, Mohit Anand. Mohit comes from a very MNC background. He was country manager, Microsoft retail, and then he was Asia Pacific manager for Belkin. That's a brand which is similar to us from US. And also he has worked in Channel V and French channel also. Da Vinci was the channel which was ultimately bought over by Raghav Behel from Network 18. So Mohit manages that, and along with Mohit, we have divided Southeast Asia, South Asia, Middle East and Africa. South Asia is managed by Mohit directly, and we have a country manager under him to manage that. For Southeast Asia, we have a girl there by the name of Christina. She is a Singapore citizen, so she takes care of all the territories like Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand. Currently, India Creative acts as a distributor for Honeywell. And then we have a small distributor in Bahrain, in Bangladesh, one distributor in Sri Lanka. So South Asia is covered that way. Currently, Singapore, we have a distributor who has bought us material more than 6 times from us. So that is Spectra, who is there in Singapore. We just signed up with a distributor in Thailand. Their parent company is a listed company called Copper Wire. And their subsidiary, Kwan Distribution, has signed up with us. They are the largest Apple partner in Thailand. They have close to 120 Apple stores there. We have spoken to a few people in Vietnam, we have spoken to a few people in Indonesia, but we have not signed the agreement. Coming to Middle East, we have two distributors, one for modern trade or power retail, as we call it, and one for online. We are looking for one distributor in Dubai for the mom and pop stores or the independent retail that we are looking at one. We have one distributor in Bahrain by the name of iPoint. We have one distributor after the Morocco exhibition. We signed up one distributor in Ghana, and we are in talks with signing a couple of distributors in Morocco and other places, right? And South Africa, still we have not ventured. We are speaking to somebody in Turkey. Egypt, we have still not ventured, and then the other countries we have not ventured. So currently active is India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Singapore, Dubai, and Bahrain. These are active.
Okay, got it. So and about any other geographies where we are yet to kind of appoint distributors?
Yes. So the Turkey is there, Egypt is there, Saudi Arabia is there, the largest market there. So we have appointed a manpower. The moment he comes on board, then we will have. Because when you go to a country also, you would have all statutory compliance in terms of the product. For example, in India, you require BIS certification before you sell the product. In Middle East, you require ESMA in Dubai, SASO in Saudi Arabia, GMARC in Singapore. But certain certifications you can only take on the distributor's name. So until you don't have manpower and then you don't have a distributor sign, you can't ship the product to that country. So the moment we have it there, we also are underrepresented in South Africa. So we are looking at that. So basically what we have done is we have taken the population and then we said which is 12, 14 countries we want to go this year. And that's how we have charted that course.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Those are the only questions I had. Thanks for the details and all the best for coming forward.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a question from the line of Jagjot Singh from India SME Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand that, you know, we already have licensing arrangement with Honeywell. So now if you have to enter into new product categories with the Honeywell brand by leveraging their existing brand equity, so how does that evaluation happen and how do we, you know, convince Honeywell to enter into these product categories?
So, Mr. Singh, thank you and good question you asked. So usually, Honeywell is a large conglomerate and its brand resonates very well on the enterprise side. Plus, anywhere where you have to control, measure, like temperature you have to, or pressure or something, Honeywell brand name is quite synonymous there. That's what it is. In all these industries, so it could be hospitality, it could be real estate, it could be petroleum refineries, it could be data centers, it could be smart buildings, it could be aerospace, there Honeywell's name resonates very well. So usually either Honeywell would approach us or we would approach Honeywell with a particular product category. And then we would also see whether Honeywell name will resonate well with them. So for example, air purifier is something where because all flights, Honeywell manages the temperature, air quality, other stuff. So air purifiers really resonate very well with the Honeywell brand. Your passive networking, your active networking also resonate very well because most of the smart buildings, the software and everything is people uses of Honeywell. For audio, it's a very generic category and the millennial consumer may not know about Honeywell and they may not resonate well with the Honeywell brand there. But we took a conscious call because in a generic category to create a brand of your own takes a lot of time.
Correct.
So we said let's go with Honeywell so at least we get a seat on the table. That's okay. Now besides if this category is, for example, we are not present in Europe, we are not present in America, we are not present in New Zealand, Australia. If somebody approaches Honeywell for this category, the first right of refusal they give it to us, they will ask us whether you would want to take this opportunity. That's one. If we don't take that opportunity, they'll give it to a licensee there. Now, for example, obviously from an air purifier, you could also go to a water purification. So you could have good quality water purifiers if you want. If tomorrow I think I want to go into water purifier business, I will then go to Honeywell. Then Honeywell will ask which territory. Then they will ask for a detailed plan about who is the competing brand, who will be the competition brand, how will you work against that brand, what is the market then. All that is a long drawn process. Then what is the specification, how many products you will launch in that category, what is the warranty you will give. All that is decided and then it is taken forward. So usually it's a very elaborate and iterative process.
Right, right. No, no, quite clear, sir. Thank you for answering.
Thank you, Mr. Singh.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ketan Patel for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you everyone once again for your participation in our Quarter 1 FY24 earnings call. In case of any further queries, you may get in touch with Adfactors PR or feel free to get in touch with us. We look forward to interacting with you next quarter. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Creative New Tech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.